Now, back to Waitley.
Welcome back. The AFL Coaches Association have released a statement with the AFL still forming that independent panel to look into historical allegations against Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan at the Hawthorn Football Club and others in regards to their treatment of First Nations players. The CEO, Alistair Nicholson, has released a statement urging the AFL to expedite the investigation into those allegations to ensure the coaching figures at the centre of the claims are afforded natural justice, given the ongoing media coverage of the issue. The coaches named in the Hawthorn Football Club report, says Alistair, were not interviewed or provided with an opportunity to respond. They still have not had an opportunity to respond in full to the claims made in the report, which has now been provided to two major media outlets. The allegations are confronting and warrant proper examination. Our thoughts are with the players and their families who have shared their stories, as well as other First Nations players and their families who have been directly or indirectly affected by the publicity around the report. But the seriousness of the allegations does not obviate the need for a fair hearing for the coaches who have strenuously denied the claims made in the report. The AFL Coaches Association is continuing to offer both coaches our support with a focus on their personal well-being. That statement just released by Alistair Nicholson of the AFLCA. Richmond, though, they held their best and fairest count last night, the Jack Dyer medal at Crown Palladium. And in keeping with their season, it was edge-of-the-seat stuff right until the very end. Ultimately, it was Tom Lynch who polled 60 votes to pip Daniel Rioli on 59, Dion Prestia 56, Shea Bolton, Liam Baker rounding out the top five. And the Gun Tigers goal kicker Tommy Lynch is on the line with us this morning. Tommy, congrats. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, did you have a speech prepared last night? You missed four full games. You were subbed out early in another. Did it come as a surprise?
Yeah, it did. I thought Daniel would win, to be honest. But I thought I'd missed too many games, so I didn't really give myself a chance. So I was a bit shocked when I got up there, but it's nice.
Standing ovation was a nice touch as well. I know you're a humble bloke, but how'd you take to that?
It was good. I was pretty nervous about speaking, to be honest. I was trying to get my head around that, what I was going to say.
So, magnificent effort. You did kick 63 goals, four off the Coleman from 19 games, and you came home with a real head of steam as well, Lynchy. 24 goals from your last five.
It was obviously it was a bit frustrating sort of midway through the year when I had a couple of hamstring hiccups, and it was good to get back and obviously contribute, but in the end, it was bit of a disappointing year. Obviously, we thought we could go a little bit further than we did, but obviously come up against a really classy Brisbane side.
So 24 goals from your last five games. If only it was 25. That last game just needed that last snag. We don't want to open up old wounds. But were you too honest? I mean, I could very well be wrong here, but I couldn't help watching it in real time and thinking if you'd wheeled away doing an aeroplane, perhaps it might have been different.
Well, actually, no one really believes me, but I actually lost in the lights as soon as I kicked it, so I couldn't actually see where it went. I didn't know, but hindsight's a beautiful thing. I should have carried on a bit more.
Yeah, but it's like in poker, you don't know what the other bloke's got, but that doesn't mean you can't be uber confident.
Yeah, that's true.
So, three best and fairest now. This is the best season of your career, though, in terms of output. I mean, number one in the comp for goals per game, number one contested marks, number two for marks inside 50. You mentioned the frustrations you had, physically at times throughout the year, but in terms of sheer output individually, and I know it is all about the collective, but just for last night, were you happy with your output?
Yeah, obviously, probably along 2016, that was probably my other year to perform pretty strongly. So yeah, it was obviously personally, it was good to have a good year, but as I said, it was disappointing the way it ended.
So what drove you this season then, Tom? I mean, I know you've had your knockers from time to time and over the journey, and Damien Hardwick's come to your defence at times, many times. I mean, how did your game, go to another level again this year, do you think?
I sort of spoke about last night briefly. I think we played a bit quicker this year. We sort of took the one-on-ones a lot more going forward, which probably suited me. And I think that game style sort of, last year we played a little bit slower, which I really relished this year. Mm. So I think that helped. And I think having a full pre-season helped me as well. Sort of since I've been at the club, I sort of came in with a knee injury, didn't do a lot of training, and sort of got up and played that year. And then obviously with the two COVID years, there was a little pre-season on the back of 2020. So I think that sort of set me up for a good year.
And best and fairest, I suppose, provide, you know, a window to look back and reflect on the campaign. We played a bit of Damien Hardwick earlier. I mean, how do you assess it all in the cold light of day, Tom? It was a nearly there season in so many ways, and five losses by a goal or less, obviously.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought we played as good as footy as we have since I've been in the club, in obviously 2019, 2020. Obviously win those premierships. I thought we were playing as good as footy. It was just one of those years where we just didn't get it done. I think 2019, we didn't lose any close games, which we lost in this year, which was disappointing. And obviously in the final, we lost by a couple of points. So it was a bit of a frustrating year, as much as we made finals and you should celebrate that. But I think we've got a burning desire to get back there next year and go again.
And just in light of that, and then obviously, you know, playing the elimination final, losing it in the manner that you did you probably would in any situation, but did you find it particularly hard to watch the remainder of the final series, knowing that, you know, you pushed Geelong, you pushed Sydney, you beat Collingwood?
Yeah, I did, because I think last year you watched the final series and we obviously didn't make finals, and I think we finished 12th, where you're like, well, we weren't good enough, but we felt like this year we were good enough, we just didn't get it done. So it was, it was a bit of a hard watch, especially when Brisbane came out and... gave Melbourne a bit of touch up, which, and then seeing them playing prelim final. But that's footy. We just weren't good enough in the end, and that's the way it goes.
Mm. Now, you're no stranger to big moves, of course, having done it from the Suns down to Punt Road. I mean, let's strip it all back. I mean, you'd be thrilled at the prospect of Tim Tarando and Jacob Hopper wanting to join, I'd assume.
Yeah, obviously there's a fair bit to play out there, and I think it's just. Great for our footy club that two high-quality players have nominated that want to come here. So, there's obviously a bit to play out in the next few weeks. And, obviously trade week can be a bit stressful. And I was a free agent, so that made it a fair bit easier for me. But, obviously a bit to play out there.
Yeah, and I don't know if as a senior player whether you have a role to play in this. Have you met with them? I mean, do you know them as people as an extension to what you've seen as a player?
No, I've met them. I've met them at the club and... had a good chat to them, but prior to that, I hadn't met them, but they just seemed, great, outstanding young men, and we'd be very lucky to have them.
Did you know Jack Riewoldt was always going to play on Tom? He's been a big mentor for you since you got down to Richmond.
Well, I was hoping to. He's been, I thanked him last night, but he's been amazing since I've been there. He's just been so welcoming, and there's been, since I've been in the club. So, I was hoping he was going to. I always thought he would, but towards the end, I was like, are you going to sign or what's going on here? So, I was very relieved when he said he's going around again. And he had another great season. And he's just, doesn't seem to slow up. So it'll be a great asset to the team to have him going around.
Yeah, it is. I've got to say, it is a bit hard to imagine you there without him. And he's such a selfless key forward as well. All the knock-ons, the little tap-ons and the way that he plays. It would take some adjustment to playing footy without him week in, week out. I know that time's going to come, but it's going to be an adjustment for you.
Yeah, it's funny because obviously spent 8 years at the Sun and been 4 years at Richmond. It almost feels like I've been playing with Jack forever now. So you get used to it pretty quickly. So it's great. I don't have to think about that for another year at least.
Now, the end of footy season signals pretty much the start of racing season. I know you're invested here. So how's your spring carnival shaping up?
I'm actually over in America. Which going to go to New York with my girlfriend. So we all got poor timing, but it's the only time she get off work. So I'll miss the whole spring carnival, unfortunate, but we'll have a great trip overseas, and it's just great to be able to, with COVID, to be able to travel again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you're going to take the lovely Liv somewhere. So the Big Apple, anywhere else on the itinerary, if you don't mind me asking?
You're going to go Austin, New Orleans and Nashville.
Yeah, right. Why Austin?
To be honest, it just worked to get flights. It was a bit of a nightmare getting flights out of Brisbane. Got a Nathan Broad's wedding up on the Gold Coast, so we're going to fly out of there. And Liv just wanted to go to Texas for some reason. So, I'm looking forward to that.
Well, plenty of barbecue then.
Yeah, it'd be good. Plenty of meat, I think, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, so is it Starcaster that you're in, you've got a share in? Is that the horse?
Yeah, it's actually been retired.
So, oh, right. Oh, that's a...
Yeah, but I've just in a new one with a few of the Richmond boys called Solcombe. So hopefully that's coming over in the next week or two. We're in it with Johnny O'Neill and obviously Ozzy, so we're excited about that one.
Beautiful. And that's footy season, racing season. What about golf season? Where are you playing? Surely you're taking the clubs over there. I don't know if Barmboogle's going to get a look in when you get back. What's happening with the golf?
I'm still playing poorly, so unfortunately, but I'm trying to get better. I've been playing at Q and down at Portsea, which is you'll be well versed down there, Sammy.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, I just hack it around, and Jack's obviously a freak golf, so I try not to play with him too much because he's a bit hard to deal with when he's off one.
Well, mate, the seasons just get harder and harder for you guys, and more arduous, and you pour a heck of a lot into them, as you should. And look, it could have been a different season, but regardless of all that, you had a magnificent one yourself. So well done on the Jack Dye medal last night, and enjoy this well-earned break, mate. Appreciate you joining us.
Cheers. Thanks, Tommy. Thanks, Tommy.
There's B. Tommy Lynch there from the Richmond Football Club, the newly crowned Jack Dye medalist. I think 29 years of age now, three best and fairest, gun goal kicker. What an acquisition he has been for Richmond. And I don't know, I reckon they're going to be right up there again, especially when they get Taranto in and almost certainly Hopper in as well. That is going to supercharge that midfield, isn't it? They've got to hold on to Jack Graham, though. There is a chance he could go. Hold on to him. Trent Cotchin goes around for one more again, just lightens the load for him. Hopefully Dion Presti has a better run with injury. Hopefully that they come on down back as well. And who knows? I think with the ball, they've got one of the best systems in the game. They did a lot of damage with ball in hand this year. Just needed to have a bit of luck at the pointy end of the season and tighten up those second halves and last quarters, as we discussed earlier.